险。
好，今天是交通分享。
Today's fellowship and testimony meeting.
感谢主给我们这样的机会。
We thank God for giving us such opportunity.
好，让我们把经历主的恩典能分享出来。
That we can share with our brothers and sisters the grace that we experience from the Lord.
来见证神的荣耀。
And to testify of His glory.
一个多月前我在这里就是分享一下我一个多月前怎样圣灵带领我们的聚会。
I'd like to share about a month ago how the Holy Spirit has been guiding our meeting.
一个多月前一个姐妹叫苏人，她的哥哥和嫂嫂来澳洲旅游一个月。
About a month ago, there's a sister called Susan and his brother and sister-in-law came to Australia for a holiday for a month.
因为他的哥哥两年多前因为这个脑子有问题就头脑开刀。
And because her brother has an operation to the brain because there are some issues there.
所以因着这个原因，所以我们在两年多前我们就为他的病痛医治他的灵魂来祷告。
And so 2 years ago, we've already prayed for his sickness and also for his salvation.
感谢主的恩典。
We thank God for His grace.
神听我们的祷告。
God listened to our prayers.
神不但医治他的病痛。
God not only healed his sickness.
在两年之后，甚至带领他来澳洲可以来旅游。
And 2 years later, he was able to be coming to Australia for a holiday.
在我的心里面，我觉得这是一个非常宝贵的机会。
And to me, that is a great opportunity.
因为我们可以面对面，可以把福音传给他们。
Because I can see him face to face and share the gospel with him.
所以有一次我打电话给苏人。
So one day I phone up Susan.
我说，能不能可以邀请你的哥哥和嫂嫂可以来参加我们的家庭聚会？
I say, can you invite your brother and your sister-in-law to come to our family, a home meeting?
但出乎我的意料，苏人说，因为他们来澳洲一个月，时间很紧凑，因为要去纽西兰，要去墨尔本等地去旅游。
But surprisingly, Susan said, because they are only here for a month, they are going to Brisbane, they are going to Melbourne, and they are traveling around.
几乎抽不出时间来参加我们这样的家庭聚会。
It's going to be very difficult to have any free time to come to the home meeting.
时间也过了很快。
And time passed quickly.
他们来了一眨眼他们就来了三个多星期了。
So after they have come to Australia for more than 3 weeks.
我想真的好像没有机会给他们面对面传福音。
And now thinking maybe I do not have that opportunity to share the gospel with him directly.
但我里面好像是有这个负担。
But in my heart, I still have that burden.
所以我就再次打电话给苏人。
So I rang up Susan again.
我说，如果他们没时间，来参加我们的家庭聚会，那可以来参加我们的祷告聚会。
I say if he can't come to the home meeting, maybe he can come to the prayer meeting.
因为我说，下面一周的星期二晚上，在 Colin 家里有祷告聚会。
Because at Colin's place, in coming Tuesday, there is a prayer meeting.
那苏人说，如果是星期二来参加祷告聚会，他们星期三他们就要回中国去了。
Said, they can come to a Tuesday night. If they come to a Tuesday night prayer meeting, the next day, they'll be going back to China.
那么他们就意思说要整理行李，人也很累。
And they might need to tidy up their luggage and they'll be very tired.
看来好像是没机会。
So look like I won't have the opportunity.
他们完全把这个好像要把我们传福音这扇门就是关起来。
They like to as if they want to shut the door to the gospel.
但从我里面来说，还有从苏人的角度来说，苏人其实也希望让我们有机会把福音传给他。
Actually, Susan really wanting us to share the gospel with him.
那我说你再试试吧。
So I say to her that try it again, try it again.
我说如果有希望，我说你再打电话给我。
If there's any hope at all, please give us a call back.
到了星期二的下午5点钟左右。
So about 5 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon.
那苏人打电话给我了。
Susan called me up.
那我想肯定有希望。
So I thought there is a hope.
苏人说，他说他们完全不愿意来参加我们的祷告聚会。
And Susan said, "No, I'm sorry. They are totally reluctant to come to the meeting."
那苏人在电话里面，他自己好像也很失望。
And Susan felt disappointed too, from the tone of her voice over the phone.
当然，我听接了这个电话，那时候我是在干活。
So when I got that call, I was actually still working.
那我说，既然是这样，那我说，好像在我们人看来是没有办法。
I say, in that case, from our point of view, that is impossible.
那就电话挂了。
So I hang up the phone.
电话一挂完，
after you hang up the phone,
我就静静的有一个祷告。
So I have a prayer silently within me.
我说主啊，我们邀请他们这么多次。
Say Lord, we invited them so many times.
他们好像。这双门是不是福音的门？是不是没有向他们打开
？Is that door the gospel had been shut to them？
还是他们自己关起来
？Or they have shut it themselves？
但我知道。
Then I knew。
神的福音的大门，神是向每一个人打开的。
I believe that the gospel, the door of the gospel is open to everyone from God。
当我在这样祷告的时候，
so as I pray that,
里面就有圣灵带领，
there is a guidance of the Holy Spirit within me.
好像在说，既然他们不愿意到弟兄家里去聚会，
since they are not willing to go to brother's place for a meeting,
那你们可以到他们家里去聚会啊。
But we can go to their house for the meeting.
哎，好像我眼睛一亮。
Suddenly, my eyes were open.
是啊，我说应该今天晚上到他们家里去聚会。
I say maybe tonight we'll have that meeting, take that meeting to their house.
他们需要就是好像躲着我们，他们也想躲也躲不了了。
So even they want to hide, they can't hide away from us.
是不是啊
？So isn't that the case?
当虽然有这样的声音在里面
，even though I had such voice speaking to me that way.
但我不知道是不是能够。因为时间很仓促，能不能来改变这个就是聚会的安排
？Because time is very short, I'm not sure whether we can actually rearrange the meeting.
所以我又拿起电话再打电话给苏人。
So I pick up my phone again and call out Susan.
我说我们可以不可以今天晚上的聚会就改在你们家里举行
？So can we change the meeting so that the location will be at your house?
那他说，那他要问一下 James。因为詹姆斯是她的丈夫。
And she said, I'll have to ask James, my husband.
那感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
詹姆斯说没问题。
James said, no problem.
他说我怎么会没想到。
I said, how come I did not think of it earlier?
那我说，那我还要打个电话问问 Colin 是不是能不能从他家里今天晚上这是聚会搬到你家里去。
So I said, I'll ring up Colin and see whether we can change the meeting location.
所以我说你再等多十分钟，我说我打个电话
给 Colin. Wait for 10 minutes and I'll call you back.
那我就马上拿起电话，再打电话给 Colin。
So I rang up Colin immediately.
那这电话是阿冯接的。
Was Fong who received the call.
那我就把这个事情简单的说了一下。
So I told her the story briefly.
那阿冯马上就问 Colin。
And Fong ran to ask Colin.
这在说感谢主。
And praise the Lord.
我们的弟兄也看见，实在是有这个需要。
And our brother saw that there's a necessity there.
所以 ，Colin 说没问题。
And Colin said yes, no problem.
但还有其他的几个弟兄姐妹要来参加晚上聚会，他们还不知道，所以他说我会一个一个去通知他们。
And Colin said I will ring up all the other brothers and sisters who will be coming to the meeting and let them know.
那我们就决定。今天晚上就把这个祷告聚会就移到 James 家里去了。
So we decided to move the prayer meeting to James' house.
那我们实在说，好像这是神的带领。
We believe this is God's guidance.
那 那我七点钟我到了家里就简单的吃了饭就去James 家里去聚会。
So that night we went at 7 o'clock to James' place for the meeting.
走进他家里，熟人还是给我一个好像喷一头冷水。
But when I went into their house, and Susan poured cold water on me.
他说就是来我们家里聚会，他们躲在房间里还是不出来。
Even if you come to our house for meeting, they are still hiding in their rooms. They won't come out.
他说没办法把他们硬拉出来的。
We can't really drag them out to the meeting.
那我说，既然有神的带领，我说我们就仰望主吧。
I said, since we have guidance from God, we'll just wait on Him.
八点钟到了。
So at 8 o'clock.
弟兄姐妹也都准时到。
And all the brothers and sisters came there on time.
因为弟兄姐妹都觉得里面有很大的负担。
And all the brothers and sisters felt there is a burden in their hearts for this.
也真的好像要看看神是怎样带领我们。
They want to see how God is going to lead us that night.
那天晚上。
That night.
Joyce 今天也住在这里。
Joyce is here as well today.
那她的丈夫就是 Samuel 那天也来参加我们的。
And Samuel, her husband, was there too at that meeting.
那我们在祷告聚会还是像往常一样，我们先唱诗歌吧。
And just like before, we started with singing of hymns.
那就有弟兄提出建议说 ，Samuel， 他家里有一首琴那时候钢琴放在旁边，那就叫 Samuel 去弹钢琴。
And we asked Samuel to play the piano.
那可能那个 piano 平时是不怎么用的，是做做摆设的。
Piano is more like a decoration; it's hardly been played.
那么感谢主，今天要给主用了。
But it has been used by the Lord that night.
好 ，Samuel。我们也知道 Samuel 钢琴的技能不错，是吧？
So we knew that Samuel can play the piano very well.
那我们就安静的在准备聚会。
So we quiet our heart and ready for the meeting.
那我们先唱赞美诗。
We sang a few hymns of praise.
那我们唱了选了30的诗歌。
And we sang about 3 hymns.
奇妙的事就发生了。
Amazing thing happened.
Susan 的哥哥和他的嫂嫂。
Susan's brother and her sister-in-law.
就从楼底下的房间就一步一步走上来了。
They came out from their room and then slowly walk up to the meeting place.
我们就是真的说是出乎我们的意料。
It was really surprising to see that for us.
这是我想这是诗歌圣灵借着诗歌感动了他们。
The Holy Spirit through the hymns had touched their heart.
所以他们就坐在我们的中间来了。
So they came out and sat among us.
所以那天的聚会我们就变成了传福音的聚会。
So it became a prayer meeting became a gospel meeting that night.
然后我们就在座的有十个弟兄姐妹。
There are about 10 brothers and sisters in that place.
那就都说了自己的见证。
They all shared their testimonies.
那因为时间的关系，我都就不再说。
I will not
share
too much in details because of time.
时间过得很快。我们那天是，我们实在说是那天分享是很 enjoy.
And we felt that our sharing was very powerful that night.
大家都好像忘了疲劳，也忘了时间。
Everyone forgotten about their tiredness or their time.
等就是聚会完之后
，After the meeting，
我问苏人的嫂嫂
，I asked Susan's sister-in-law，
我说我们已经有确据，我们已经得着复活的生命。
I say we already have the evidence of this resurrection life。
她听了之后
，After she listened，
她说
，She said，
她说我也要这个复活的生命。
I also want that resurrection life.
真的说感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
所以从这个经历我们看见。
From that experience we can see that.
如果一个好的聚会。
If there is a good meeting.
肯定有圣灵的带领。
There is surely a guidance of the Holy Spirit there.
也有弟兄姐妹的看见。
And there will be brothers and sisters who can see that working.
不是说只有我看见，其他弟兄姐妹看不见。
And it's not just me who see it working, and but no one else see it.
一个好的聚会
，a good meeting，
肯定可以造就人。
It can certainly edify people.
也让我们经历主的爱。
That we can experience God's love.
经历神的大能。
And experience God's power.
因为在我们看来，我们是没办法。
Because from our point of view, it is impossible.
但是神可以借着他的圣灵。
But God can through the Holy Spirit
显出他的大能来
to manifest His power.
当我们经历这样的圣灵带领我们的这样的聚会的时候
，So when once we experience Holy Spirit guiding our meeting，
我们就看见我们的有限
，We can see our limitation。
神的工作真的是无限
，And God's work is certainly unlimited。
还有一点
，There's one more thing，
就是说，当你在这样的聚会当中，实际上你真的就是说要有神的爱。
In such a gathering, you really need to have God's love.
你要有里面负担，把福音传给这些好像还没有信主的人。
You need to have that burden in your heart to share the gospel to these unbelievers.
因为我们已经为他们祷告了两年多。
Because we have prayed for them for 2 years.
所以在最后的在最后的好像时间的里面。
So in that very last moment,
神不误事。
God did not fail.
神他亲自就是来做这件事。
God himself did the work.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
很多时候我们实在说我们人是不能做什么。
Sometimes we say, well, we can't do anything.
但为什么主还要用我们这些人呢？
But how come God is still using us?
好像还要叫我们来牧养群羊，或者说喂养小羊。
And asking us to feed the lamb.
因为主说你爱我吗
？Yeah, God say He loves us.
虽然这个话是主复活之后问彼得。
Even this is the word that God asked Peter after he resurrected.
那我相信这个话同样今天在问我们。
I believe the same word will be asking us today.
你如果没有爱
If you have no love,
当然这是神的爱
This is God's love.
是你要爱神
You need to love God.
你如果不爱神
If you do not love God,
你就没有办法来牧养神的群羊
Then you cannot shepherd the sheep of God.
在神看来这好像是一个最基本的一个要求
To God, this is the most basic requirement.
并不是说你需要很多的圣经知识。
We are not saying that you need to have lots of scripture knowledge.
因为神使用的人
Because the people that God used.
就说神主耶稣在地上拣选十二个使徒吧。
Just like the Lord Jesus chosen had 12 disciples.
他拣选的都是一些渔夫。
He had chosen some fishermen.
在人看来好像是没有律法知识的。
As if they had no knowledge of the scripture.
但是
But,
主拣选的就是要爱他的人。
God chosen people who love him.
所以今天也同样如此。
Today have the same issue.
如果你爱神
If you love God,
神会通过他的能力来 support 你。
God through his power will support you.
所以真的让我们看见
So let us see that
我们不能做什么
We can't do anything
但我们要有一个心智
But we need to have that heart
因着神爱我们的缘故
Because of God's love for us
我们也来爱他
We can also love him
也来牧养他的群羊
And to shepherd his flock
也求圣灵带领我们
May the Holy Spirit guide us
因为我们不能做什么
Because we can't do anything
但是当我们真的爱主的缘故
But because we love God,
神会通过他的圣灵
God can use His Holy Spirit
来启示我们
to inspire us,
让我们看见
that we can see that
神的需要
God's need
教会的需要
the need of the church
弟兄姐妹的需要
and the need of the brothers and sisters
愿我们在地上的时候
while we're still on earth
能荣耀神的主
that we can glorify God's name
弟兄姊妹，我今天跟弟兄姊妹交通关于三个十五分钟。我这个进账，
你等一下哈，我请谢恩弟兄在，谢恩弟兄。
我讲的慢一点，你听得懂
啊？我请。
对。
Today I'm going to share with you about the 3:15.
我遇到在家庭聚会的时候，遇到一些弟兄姊妹。
In the family meetings, I see some brothers and sisters.
他们信主已经好多年了。
They believe the Lord for many years already.
可是他家呢，还没有读完一遍圣经。
Yet they haven't even read through the Bible once.
那么为了这个问题呢？
And because of this,
所以我提出来就是要三个十五分钟。
So I propose this 3:15.
是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
就是说你工作再忙，
No matter how busy your work is,
事情很多，
Or how busy you with the housework,
但是至少三个十五分钟是没问题的。
But at least you can spare 3:15.
正如的我们每天呢要吃饭。
Just as we need to eat every day.
我们晒菜的话呢，早中晚晒菜。
We need to eat breakfast, lunch and dinner, 3 meals.
那么圣经是神的话。
And the Bible is the word of God.
那圣经的中心呢，就是基督。
The center of Bible is Christ.
基督是历史的中心。
Christ is also the center of the history.
也是我们生命和生活的中心。
He's also the center of our life and living.
那么既然这样子的话呢，那么这个圣经呢是神的话。
Because of this, Bible is the word of God.
正如的我们每天都要吃饭一样。
So just as we need to eat every day.
我们必须呢每天都要很好的读圣经。
We also need to read the Bible well every day.
那么有的弟兄姊妹这个很忙。
I know some brothers and sisters are really busy.
我想三个十五分钟完就做得到。
But I believe that you can do this 3:15.
至少早上读五分钟的圣经。
So morning, at least you can read Bible for 5 minutes.
中午休息的时候，晚上都可以读十五分钟。
And while you have rest during lunch or dinner, you can also read Bible for 15 minutes.
我们三个十五分钟呢，这样子读的话呢，我们可以一年。至少可以读完一遍圣经。
So if you read 3:15 of Bible every day, at least one throughout the whole year, you can read the Bible once.
因为圣经呢，这个总共有1189章。
Because there are altogether 1,189 chapters in the whole Bible.
如果你每天能够早中晚各读一章
，If you can read 3 chapters a day, morning, lunch, and dinner time.
那么这样子的至少就是有三章了。
So that means you read at least 3 chapters a day.
所以一年的话呢，就可以读一遍。
And after 1 year, you can cover the whole Bible once.
所以这个我想呢，没有多大问题的。
I don't think this is a big problem for you.
你早上这个早五分钟读神的话。
So you wake up 5 minutes earlier to read the words of God.
当中你走了。读了一章之后呢，你还要默想这个里面的主的话语。
And after you read for 1 chapter, you need to consider and ponder on the word of God.
你走路也好，乘车子也好，
while
都可以默想主的话。
While you're walking or on the bus, you can still think about God's word.
所以每天这个早中晚各读一章的话，这个并不难的事。
So it is not a very difficult thing to read. One chapter in the morning and the lunch time and the dinner time for one day.
那么，礼拜六、礼拜天我们可以多读一点。
And on Saturday and Sunday we can read a bit more than the normal weekdays.
因为我们这个读圣经呢，是对我们基督徒来讲是非常非常重要的事。
Because reading the Bible is very very important to Christians.
因为神的话是我们生命的粮。
Because God's word is the bread of our life.
正如的我们每天要吃饭。
Just that we need to eat every day.
那么神的话呢，我们要每天必须要好像吃饭一样，它是灵粮。
We need to eat the spiritual food, God's word every day.
非常非常重要。
It is of vital importance.
我们过去在中国的时候，
In the old days when we were in China,
当时一段时间呢，中华大革命期间呢，这个圣经啊，所念的书都没有了。
During the Cultural Revolution, there's no Bible.
但是神还恩待给我留了一本小圣经。
But God was so gracious to me, He kept one small Bible for me.
这个圣经可能在座的可能有的不是很多了。
Maybe there's not many copy left for this type of Bible.
那么这个圣经呢，我是很宝贵的。
It is really precious to me.
这是随身带的。
I carry it everywhere with me.
所以在比较艰难的环境里面，我还是在那里读这个神的话。
In those hard days, I was there reading the Bible. I was able to read the Bible.
所以几十年来，神还保守了我，能够让我能够可以读神的话。
After so many, many years, God kept me and protect me so that I can still read His word.
所以这个圣经呢，小圣经我是随身带的。
So this mini Bible, I carry it everywhere with me.
那么乘车子的时候，我就是经常读这个圣经。
When I was on the bus, I always read Bible from.
所以，对于这个今天呢，我有点感动了，需要跟一些弟兄姊妹交通。
So today I'm touched. I want to share with you about Bible reading.
特别是信主多年，但是没有很好的读完一遍圣经的弟兄姊妹。
Especially for those brothers and sisters who have believed the Lord for many years but haven't finished reading through the Bible.
所以我再重复一下，就是三个十五分钟并不难的。
So let me repeat it once more. Three lots of 15 minutes is not a hard thing for you.
希望大家能够宝贵。这个圣经神的话
I really hope everyone will cherish the Bible, 作为
我们生命的粮食
and take it to be your life, your bread of life,
使我们整灵的生命呢不断的成长
so that our spiritual life will keep growing.
那么这个圣经呢，当我们读了以后呢，并不是读过就算了，一定要很好的默想
and we're not to just read the Bible and forget about it. We need to consider it,
相信圣经
meditate,
相信圣经神的话。
And believe God's word.
而且呢，要遵循神的话。
And also need to obey God's word.
让主的旨意在我们身上得到成就。
So that His will can be accomplished in us.
好，你好，走。
Thank you.
大家好。
Greetings to everyone.
很久就想给大家讲见证。
For a long time, I want to share a testimony with you, brothers and sisters.
从去年到今年，经历很多主的恩典。
From last year to this year, I have experienced much of God's grace.
我就分享一点。
I just want to share one of it.
大家应该很多弟兄们都知道，去年八月份我生了一个孩子。
And many of you knew that in August last year, I had a baby.
他是早产儿。
And he is premature. He was premature.
他当时生的是28周，就是才七个月。
So he, when he was born, he was only 28 weeks, and so it's about 7 months.
他生出来体重才 1.1 k.
And it's only 1.1 kilo when he was born.
这是他在医院那个养帮助他呼吸那个机器戴的帽子，他当时头才这么大。
So this is the head, her head, the size of her head when she was born, he was born.
差不多就我拳头这么大。
It's about the fist, the size of a fist.
很多弟兄姐妹为我们祷告。
And many brothers and sisters was praying for us.
但是不知道经过是怎么样子。
And we're not sure how it happened.
我就讲一点经过。
I just want to share with you what happened.
去年八月十三号，我就按就是平常的常规去做产检。
On 13th of August last year, I went to the hospital for regular checkup.
因为这边医院就是检查的是这次检查的已经预约到下一次。
And so whenever they have examination, they will usually make the appointment for the next one.
那一次我也不知道为什么预约就特别早去。
I'm not sure why that day I went to hospital especially early.
因为平常前几次去我都是约11点，那次我就9点半就去了。
And usually the appointment is about 11 o'clock, but that day I went about 9:30 in the morning.
我九点半到那边，九点四十分医生就那个助产师叫我进去检查。
So I went there at 9:30 and they asked me to go in for examination about 9:45.
他们就按规正规检查，就测血压，然后最后又测小孩子的心跳。
So they check everything like my blood pressure and lastly they check the baby's heartbeat.
刚开始是一个实习生帮我测，但是他找不到，我以为
And there was a doctor that was in practice at that time. It was like a student doctor who checked the heartbeat but couldn't find any heartbeat.
然后我想他是实习生，应该是不熟悉，找不到是正常。
I thought that because he just in practice, so therefore he may not know what to do properly.
然后那个旁边那个助产师就过来找，也找不到。
And then the main doctor came and checked as well, cannot find any heartbeat too.
然后他就赶紧去隔壁房间推了一个 ultrasound, 就是做 B 超的那个机器过来。
And then he straight away brought in an ultrasound machine and to try to do further examinations.
然后他一放上去就看到孩子心跳非常多。
And when he checked it, he found that the heartbeat was very weak.
他就赶紧叫我下床到对面一个房间。
And straight away he asked me to go to another room.
其实我当时什么都不知道。
At that time, I really didn't know what's happening.
可是当他叫我躺下来的时候，有四五个医生围上来的时候。
But when I lay down and four or five doctors came out to see me,
我就觉得不对劲了。
I knew something was wrong.
他们用另外仪器测的时候，孩子心就才剩88。
And then they say that using another machine, that the heartbeat of the child or the baby is only 88 beats per second.
正常孩子都是100以上的。
Because a normal baby will have more than 100.
然后他们医生就很紧张，他们就在那边议论，就是很都在议论着。
And so the doctor has a conference immediately among themselves.
我就听到他们说赶紧把孩子拿出来。
And they say that we have to take the baby out quickly.
我就想知道什么原因，为什么这样子。
And I was wondering why that was necessary.
然后他们说没办法向你解释，又马上上又去做手术。
They say we do not have time to explain to you. We just need to have the operation straight away.
我就说我可不可以打个电话给我家呢？因为当时我是一个人去的。
I say can I at least make a phone call to my family because I went to the hospital by myself.
他说没有时间，你要赶紧上去，再晚半个小时都不行。
He said no, no time. Even half an hour late is too late.
就这样子，我连下床都没下床，就推到三楼动手术。
So I did not even get off the bed. I was just pushed into the operating theater.
但是就是真的很怕。
I was very scared.
只能真的哭都哭不出来，只能祷告主。
I can't even cry. I just pray to the Lord.
我就拼命叫帮我推的那个医生拼命叫他要救孩子。
I just say to the doctor, save my baby, save my baby.
一推上去就进手术室，我就就他们就把我抬。抬到手术台上。
So they brought me onto the operating table.
从小的第一次就这样被推上手术台。
This is the first time I was experienced something like that.
我就赶紧抓着旁边护士手，我说：“你为我祷告。”
I said to the nurse, "Pray for me, pray for me."
其实她真的为我祷告。
And she prayed for me, prayed for me.
她为我祷告完，我就全麻了，我就不知道了。
And as she prayed for me, I was totally became unconscious because of the tranquilizer they gave me.
大概九点五十分进手术室，宝宝四点二十分出来，出生。
So I went to the hospital operating theater about 9:50. I came out about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
我大概过了一个小时后才醒过来。
And I woke up again after an hour after that.
醒来第看到护士就赶紧问他宝宝还活着吗？
And I straight away asked the nurse, "Is my child survive? Has my child survived?"
在他们又说要开刀的时候，跟我说还不确保孩子能不能活下来。
Because when they operated on me, they say to me, "They can't be sure whether the child can survive."
他说孩子还活着。
But praise the Lord, the child still survives.
我就赶紧打电话给我家人。
So I straight away rang my family.
等我第一次看到孩子的时候，医生只给他插很多管。
When I first saw the baby, I saw the baby has many tubes plugged into his body.
第二天，那个主治医生跟我说，你很 lucky.
And the main doctor said to me that the following day, say you are very lucky.
他说宝宝生出来是很sick baby, 就是说非常很缺氧很严重。
Because the baby was very sick when it was taken out from me, because its lack of oxygen.
他说你还可以，宝宝还能活下来。
But still, the baby survived.
我知道是主救他。
I knew that it was the Lord who saved him.
因为那个实习助产师他也进产房， 他告诉我，宝宝生出来时都是医生抱出来的，他没有哭声。
And they say you should, that baby when it was brought up for me, there's no crying noises at all.
四肢是现在瘫着，都没动了。
It was actually still and not moving at all, the body.
对，所以我真的觉得是主救他。
So I believe God has saved him.
他在医院待了整整四个月才回家。
He was in the hospital for 4 continuous months before he came home.
在急诊室待了三周，医生才跟我确定他没有生命危险。
And he was in the emergency ward for 3 weeks before the doctor can confirm that he has no more danger.
他在医院在期间有两次又就是在普通病房，有两次又回重病房。
Twice in while he was in the normal ward, he has to be transferred back to the emergency ward.
他三个月大的时候回过家一趟，但是在家只待三天又回医院。
After 3 months, he came home for a brief 3 days. Then we had to go back to the hospital again.
就是有个问题，他不能哭，一哭他就整个脸黑掉，变黑，就是忘记呼吸。
He has a problem is that when he cried.And he will forget how to breathe, and then he will turn green.
在医院，医生找不出原因。
And the doctor cannot find any issue with him.
但是孩子正常孩子是哭是很最正常的事情。
Of course, it's quite normal for a baby to cry.
但是他不能让他哭。
But they can't let him cry.
护士看到他都怕，你知道吗？
Even the nurse are afraid of him crying.
那当时，哎呀，我真的跟主说，主啊，我真的快崩溃了。
And I said to the Lord, I'm really near collapsing.
我当时觉得，哎呀，我要熬到什么时候呢？熬过去这段时间。
I said, how long should I endure this? How long can I pass through this?
医生什么检查都做过。
And the doctor had done all the examinations.
他们不是一个医生，而是每周有都不同的主治医生。
And not just one doctor, there are many different doctors coming every week.
真的，差不多他们能检查，全身都检查过。
Whatever they can do, they have done it.
但是找不出原因。
But they find no problems.
甚至，我有个姐妹说我很坚强。
And my sister said to me, I'm very strong.
其实我真的是主托着我。
I actually it's not me, it's the Lord who supported me all this while.
我甚至有一次疯了，快真的像疯了一样，跟护士吵架。
One day I was even like mad.Going crazy, I was even arguing with the nurse.
因为他一哭脸就被黑。
Because every time the baby cried, the face turned green.
然后护士说是我的原因。
And the nurse said it must be it is because of me.
因为我可能我抱他抱太多了。
Because I hold on to him too long.
但是比起正常宝宝，我其实一天才抱他一两次在医院。
Actually, compared to normal babies, I only actually carry him once or twice a day.
那次他不让我抱。
And that day, she won't let me carry the baby.
然后宝宝又开始哭，脸又快，马上又快变黑了。
And the baby start turning green, and as he cry.
因为他在保温箱里面，那时候还。
Because he is in the box that keeping him warm.
然后我就说我要抱他，然后护士说你如果可以带他，你自己抱回去。
And the nurse say, if you can really, I say I want to carry the baby. The nurse say, if you can carry it, you can take him home.
然后我就把所有的线拔掉，把宝宝抱出来。
So I take off all the tubes that plug into his body, and I took the baby home.
然后说几个护士都跑过来，他们都吓坏了。
And a few other nurses came, and they were frightened.
哎，我但是后来他们跟我说，我后来安静下来，我说主啊，真的，我也悔改在你面前。
And then as I quiet down, I say, Lord, I must repent before you.
因为我老是怕主又把这孩子拿去。
Because I was always afraid that God will take the baby away.
所以孩子一个哭声就会把我整个精神抓起来。
So whenever the baby cry, my whole emotion will just capture.
后来我跟那个护士道歉。
So I say sorry to the apologize to the nurse.
后来自己学习交托。
And I learned to commit the baby to God.
四个月，宝宝还他们还是没有找出原因。
After 4 months, they could not find anything wrong with the baby.
还是很多检查验血，每天都有。
Every day they give him tests and check his blood and so forth.
但是 最后我跟我丈夫说我们要抱回家，不能再这样子。
I say to my husband in the end, I say we just have to take the baby home. We can't let it go on like this.
所以四个月，宝宝还是会哭那样子，我们就抱回家。
And while the baby still cry and can't stop, we already decided that we're going to take him home.
感谢主，到家他一直没发生过。
But after we took him home, he did not that did not happen again.
之前在医院，他们眼睛检查测试不通过，他们说呼吸有问题。
And at first they said his eyesight got problem, his breathing got problem.
但是感谢主，后来几个月后回去复查，现在都正常。
And after a few months we went back again, now everything is normal with the baby.
真的，主恩典，主爱我们，真的，我们不能怀疑他的爱。
God's love for us is always there, we cannot doubt his love at all.
我们常常接受主的恩典，有一点难处，我们就开始怀疑。
Sometimes when we're receiving God's grace, having just a bit of difficulty, and we begin to doubt Him.
所以我真的觉得在这经历以后，真的觉得神的爱是永远不会改变。
And I, after this experience, I knew that God's love will never change.
在一个姐妹在看宝宝，跟我分享一点。
And one sister, when she was visiting the baby, she shared with me.
她说，当你看到宝宝插管，你会很心痛。
When you see the baby having tubes all over his body, you might feel hurt.
她说，想想神爱我们，他愿意把他的爱子主耶稣为我们舍掉。
Then she said, remember that God loves us, He given us His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣承受比爱再多的事。
And when Jesus suffered so much,
所以我们就想想神爱是多么爱我们。
So now we can experience how much God's love is for us.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我又找了几张宝宝照片，大家可以看一下他当时。
I have a few pictures of the baby, maybe you can have a look at it.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, 能让我站在这里。
Thank the Lord that I can stand here today.
我确实今天是没有准备上来的。
I did not actually have any preparation to come out this today.
那么神借着Gordon弟兄，圣灵借着Gordon弟兄。告诉我你应该你上去今天上去。
And then Gordon brother reminded me, say the Holy Spirit was prompting you to go out.
然后我当时感觉一下，哎呀，怎么有点紧张的感觉。
And I felt I was a bit nervous.
我现在还是有一点紧张的感觉。
I'm still nervous.
但我相信过一会儿神会拿走我这份紧张。
I hope that God will take away my nervousness.
我感谢主能带领我来到这里。
I thank God for bringing me to this place.
来到神的家中。
To come to the house of God.
享受这份平安喜乐。
and enjoy this peace and this love.
自从我信了主以后，
since I believe in the Lord,
我把我信主以前的所有的旧档案、旧事情都交托给主。
I have committed all my past to the Lord.
所以我就有时候现在可能还是作为基督徒还不够好。
Now as a Christian, I know that sometimes I do not do it well.
还会跟我妻子有一些争执。
I even argue with my wife sometimes.
她会把以前的事情又拿出来说。
Then I will talk about the things that was in the past.
我说不能说，不要说，这些都已经交托给主了，主已经给我新生命了。
I say to her, you can't talk about those old things because God has given me new life. You can remind me of those things.
我现在是有基督住在我里面。
I have Christ now living in me.
我享受这份平安与喜乐。
I enjoy this peace and this love.
我喜欢说主，喜欢说基督，
I
喜欢说神。
Always talk about the Lord, Christ and God.
一旦我妻子一提到这些事情，哎呀，我就很讨厌，很讨厌。我总是又说这个，怎么又说这个
？So whenever my wife remind me of my past, I always felt detest. I really say, don't talk about those things again.
我就跟她说，这些事情你是没完没了，旧档案是很多很多的。你换的话的话，这样一辈子下去是很辛苦的，就换来换去，这个档案连着那个档案，那个档案连着那个档案，一辈子都在这些很糟糕的情况当中过来。
And I said to her that all my past had many issues, many problems. If you try to look at them one by one, it will take a long time. You never finish looking at them.
那么我今天上来做见证的话，我似乎我刚才其实没有话语的，真的没有话语，我就在那里睡了一会儿，我就求主给我智慧，求主给我话语。
And just now I do not have any word to share, so I almost fell asleep and asked God to give me word.
然后我就在旧档案中真的又抽出了一些档案出来。
And I was able to think about some of the past things that's in my life.
就给大家分享一下。
And perhaps I should share one of those with you.
就说我还没有信主之前的话，其实我是无神论者。
Before I believe in the Lord, I'm an atheist.
但是我遇到难处的时候，我却是相信神，什么神我都相信。
But when I have problem, I will go to worship God, but any God will do.
我也就说把这长故事长话短说哈，我曾经就是说有一段时间遇到了一些困难。
And basically, when I have problems,
我回到中国以后，父母都接着说，哎，这个我儿子从澳洲回来，哇，觉得好像挺荣耀的感觉。
And whenever I go back to China, my parents will tell the relative, this is my son, just came back from Australia. They are very proud of me.
就希望就是说我们那里就希望好像是一种衣锦还乡的感觉。就要把你这个人不管你在国外混得怎么样，反正本地人是不知道，只要这么一说大家都挺羡慕的，哎呀，外国回来的。
And everyone usually admires that because they will not know the real troubles here. They think that if you come back from Australia, you must be doing well.
他们说，哎呀，外国怎么好，怎么好？对对对，我都说是，很好很好。
And they all say, Australia must be a good place. And I say yes, and so.
但是有一段时间，突然又遇到了一大堆事情。
And then I went into some troubles.
我那个我太太也我那时候也流产了。
And my wife also has a miscarriage.
我父亲又进医院了。
And then my father went to the hospital.
医生说，哎呀，就是这个是大手术。哎呀，我听了，我是我妈妈先进去的，我妈妈先进去，医生说这个是大手术。这个存活率百分之一二十这样子。
And then the doctor told my mom first that this is a big operation for my father and it will success rate is only about 20%.
但是这是一种说法，人家说医生都会这么说，然后他等会儿把这个病人救活了以后，这说明这个手术是奇迹。
And they will say this, that's how they always say it, and when the patient did survive the operation, they'll say, oh, this is a miracle.
就让你就是说先有剧痛，然后等我再痛的时候也没有那么痛了。
Basically, to try to scare you first, and then when you actually gone through it, you will not be too scared about it.
所以当时，哎呀，那一段时间确实是很痛苦。
So at that time, I was really suffer.
曾经经过衣锦还乡的感觉，那又接着来的就是许许多多人的怜悯。
And then I experienced many people's mercy on me.
说哎呀，好可怜啊！你看你这回来，母亲就进医院了。
And they said to you, you are pitiful because you just came back and then your parents gone to the hospital.
那么这是我接下来，如果我父亲又进医院了时候，那所有的人都这么说了。哎呀，这个人真的很可怜，就母亲刚进医院，父亲又进医院了。
And they always pity me, say, your mom just went to the hospital for operation, now your father as well.
那其实如果真的认识我们家庭的人，就才知道，就是我周围的人是不断上医院的。
those who knew my family knew that many people in my family always go to the hospital.
我太太之前想要个孩子，总是这个，哎呀，出血，这个上医院，这个，哎呀，我自己也是。哎，这个不舒服上医院，那个不舒服上医院，哎呀，医院就是我经常去的地方。
Basically, many of my relatives also gone to the hospital, and it's something that it's a place that I always go.
但是父母动大手术以后，所有的亲戚朋友过来都是带着安慰与怜悯。那种感觉就是你本来是在天上。在天以上的人家在仰望你，然后送给你赞美。然后过一段时间，因为家里确实有这种事情，我又处在一种很可怜的光景，人家来安慰你，你总不能笑着说哎没事没事，所以说我还要有一种很可怜的，有一种站在很低的地位来接受别人对我的安慰，所以那种感觉很奇怪。
So I felt it's quite strange that when I first came back from Australia and then people say you are from a good place and they all praise me as is my glory. But then my parents gone to the hospital and people come and pity me and I had to also accept their pity in a lowly or humble manner. I find this is very strange.
我当时就不断地抽烟，我那个一个叔叔说，哎呀，你不要抽烟，抽烟了会得鼻癌、肺癌、口腔癌。
And I was a chain smoker at that time, and my uncle said to me, "Don't smoke because once you smoke, you get all sorts of cancer, cancer of the nose, your lung, and your chest."
但是事实，当时我如果不一直抽烟的话，我可能当时就熬不住了。
But to me, if I don't smoke, then I could not endure those problems.
确实是很无奈，好像这个诗歌里面唱的是一幕长剧又一幕长剧的。
And I have all sorts of problems that time.
所以，当时是很无奈，因为我父母认识的人又多。那基本上我所有的人都知道我的事情，我太太所有的人也知道，哎呀，我太太经常生病，我父母这边都大家都知道，哎呀，过来给你一个红包，哎呀，这意思意思，或者买个水果等等之类。但是哎呀，那感觉真的是很无助。然后
And I felt quite helpless at that time, even though people will come and help me and gave me some money and so forth, but I still felt quite helpless.
所以人在走到非常无助、非常无奈的时候，会想起，如果是一直在享受着赞美，或者说一直在享受着别人的怜悯，有时候会想，哎呀，我难道就不能像别人一样平平常常、正正常常的过日子、平平淡淡的过日子？为什么要这样子呢？
So I experienced the high and low of life, and I say, why can't I just experience a normal life without those highs and those lows?
所以我当时我也经常跪下来祈求，但是是没有说出去的。那个祈求呢，其实也对象就是我印象中所有的人。哎呀，什么观世音啊，什么如来佛祖啊，耶稣啊，上帝啊，我在意念中我也都求过了。
That time when I bow and I pray to the God, I pray to any gods that I know.
因为确实很无助。
Because I felt quite helpless.
然后自己那份感觉好像走出去被别人看的，别人看我的时候，或者有时候跟别人的那一份对我的怜悯，我总会感觉说有一种感觉，有一种毛骨悚然的感觉，因为那感觉挺自己挺不是滋味的。
And that time when people say anything to me, whether negative or positive, I do not know how to answer them.
当然感谢主，我今天早上吃了两个橄榄，是我们本地的橄榄，刚吃的时候是苦的，过一会儿会吃甜的。
I ate two olive this morning and it was bitter at the beginning and but become sweet as I chew on them.
所以我把这段经历就好像是橄榄的经历一样，先苦后甜。
So I want to share this experience with you because it's like bitter in the beginning but sweet in the end.
所以我感谢主，我现在活在主里面。
I thank the Lord now I live in the Lord.
我现在说实话，我只要家里说话大声，我都希望把这件事情交托给主。
Even sometimes if I raise my voice in my home, I will turn that to the Lord.
我把我的包袱、我的烦恼、我的不足之处
，all my inadequacy, my problems, my burden, I commit that to God.
我把这对我总觉得自己不够好的，或者说需要再进步的、需要再学习的，我都交托给主了。
Whatever I felt that I was lacking, that I need to improve on, I commit that to God as well.
我在想，我如果把所有的东西都交托给主
，I was thinking if I was able to commit everything to the Lord,
那就好像是主为我活了，我把我交给主，主把基督交给我。
And I basically knew that is what it means to the Lord live for me because I gave myself to Him. He gave Christ to me.
我现在也在享受这份富足。
So now I'm enjoying these riches.
平安喜乐。
And joy and peace.
满有恩典，满有怜悯。
Full of grace and mercy.
但是我知道我还是有不足的地方。
I knew that I still had some place I'm still coming short.
我也祈求在以后的年日当中
I really hope that in future
继续祈求我的主我的神看顾我以及保守我
I will continue to ask my God to protect me and to keep me.
我实实在在是不想换旧党啊
I do not want to look at my old past again.
因为神对我太好了
Because God is too good to me.
他让我吃橄榄的时候没有先尝到那份苦就直接是甜的。
And he let me taste of the sweetness as I taste of the olive.
所以我一直是在活在神的这一份祝福当中。
So I'm always living in the blessing of God.
我们感谢主赞美主。
Thank God and praise him.
愿一切的荣耀颂赞全部归给我们的主。
May all glory and praise be to our Lord.
愿耶稣基督的恩惠
And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
神的慈爱
And the grace and the love of God.
圣灵的感动
And the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
与众弟兄姐妹同在
Be with all the brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Amen.
其实我知道还有别人准备交通。
I knew there are other people who was hoping to have a chance to fellowship too.
时间是不够了。
But we do not have time.
我也有准备交通。
I did prepare to share as well.
我准备留到下个星期要用整堂的时间来交通。
But I will share with you next week in the message.
很感谢主，今天交通聚会中我们很听见很多美好的信息和见证。
I thank the Lord that today in the testimony meeting we can hear many good and wonderful testimony.
那么主是在我们每个人真实的生活中来向我们施恩典的。
God is truly being merciful and gracious to us in our everyday life.
刚才几位弟兄所做的还有姐妹做的见证实在是很感人。
Just now, a few brothers, sisters, and their testimony are truly moving.
那我想盼望这些信息能够让我们也思想自己在主面前来数算主的恩典。
May all this sharing can really help us to think and meditate on the Lord.
也让我们来思想我们今天在主面前对主的心和我们自己的状况是怎么样。
And help us to think about what is our condition of our heart towards the Lord today.
我只是很简单的提到一个事实。
I just want to mention about a fact.
在最近，在很多弟兄姐妹的心里，还有在我个人的心里，有一个很重的负担。
Recently, in the hearts of many brothers and sisters, and also in my heart, there is this a heavy burden.
虽然主在我们每个人身上有那么多的恩典，
even though the Lord has so much grace in us,
但是从教会生活的见证方面来看，
but from the testimony of the church life here,
我们每个人都需要悔改。
Every one of us needs to repent.
简单的来说，我们普遍的缺少敬畏神的心。
Basically, we are lacking a heart fearing and respecting God.
不管你从哪一个角度来看，你都看见这种很让我们伤心的事情。
Doesn't matter whatever angle you're looking at the church life, you see many instances where we feel grief.
我重用刚才几位弟兄们姐妹们在交通中他们重点的给我提醒的每个人的一句话。
I'd like to repeat one of the main emphasis from the sharing of the brothers and sisters.
小胡弟兄说到，主爱我们拣选我们不在乎我们拥有什么。
And Brother Hu say that God chosen us not because we have something,
也不在乎你能做些什么，
or we can do anything,
而是我们向着主有没有一颗谦卑跟顺服的心。
But is do we have a heart humble before God and be obedient to Him?
严老弟兄提醒我们的是，在每天繁忙的生活当中，
And Brother Yuan has mentioned to us that no matter how busy our life is,
你能不能经常的来默想跟咀嚼主的话语？
Can you actually take time to meditate and to read God's word?
他还给我们一个很好的建议。
He even given us some very good suggestions.
就是如果你时间真的很紧，
no matter how tight your time schedule is,
其实你可以分段，在你平时生活中的一个空隙的时间，你就来思想主的话语。
Actually, you can meditate on God's word when you have free time, in the times throughout the day.
其实这些都是敬虔的操练。
These are basically a spiritual exercise.
保罗跟我们说，操练敬虔是凡事大有好处。
Because Paul said that the exercise in godliness is beneficial at all times.
今天你我的生活中缺少的就是敬虔的操练。
And today we are lacking in this exercise in godliness.
我们常常强调在基督里边的自由。
We emphasize on the freedom we have in Christ.
我们常常想到我们自己可以做什么，要做什么。
We say we can do this, I want to do that.
我们有没有常常操练敬虔？
But do we practice in exercise in holiness?
敬虔说穿了就是，你有没有常常想到神，你是活在神的面前？
Have you ever thought about you are living in the presence of God?
你所想的，你所说的，你所做的，能叫神喜欢吗？
What you are thinking about, what you talk about, what you do, can they please God?
婉娟姐妹做了那个很多人都跟她一起呼吸紧张的故事。
And Sister Wang Jian also shared about the story that everyone felt anxious and nervous like her.
她也给我们看见她这个小孩子名字叫洪恩，真的是很有神的恩典。
And the child's name is Isaac, and actually in Chinese name is Hong En, which is great, wonderful in God's great grace.
他告诉我们，在我们的困难、软弱的过程当中，主的恩典够我们使用，主的恩典把我们带了过来。
Basically, in the moment of our weakness, God's grace will bring us through those troubles.
他很坦然地对我们说。
And he is saying to us.
有人说他很刚强。
Some people say she is strong.
其实他说是主的怜悯和恩典把他带过来。
She said, no, it's not me. It's God's grace, God's strength who brought me through.
我深信不只是他这样想。
I believe she is not the only person who thought like that.
每一个真正活在主面前的人，
everyone who lives in the presence of God,
都必须诚实地承认，
must honestly confess.
我能够到今天还能保守，是主的恩典。
I can still be here today because God's grace has been keeping me.
所以我们还需要求主的手不要放开我们。
May God's hand will continue to be upon us and not let us go.
我们必须有这样一个祷告，不要让我随自己的意思而去。
Let us not go according to my own will.
我宁愿主的手抓住我，管教我，当然也扶持我，带领我。
May God's hand be guiding me.Disciplining me and supporting me.
刘辉弟兄后边讲到一件事，他说旧事已过，都变成新的了。
And Brother Liu Hui mentioned that all things has passed. Behold, God has made all things new.
是的，我们必须忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
Surely we need to forget the past and focus on what is before us and run towards the goal.
当然，有些事情我们也不要忘记。我们的本相。
But of course, we cannot forget of who we really are.
我们要随时记得，我们真的是尘土而已。
We need to remember that we are like dust.
因为我们很容易蒙了一点恩典，我们以为我们不是尘土了，我们是宝贝。
Because sometimes we experience certain grace from God, we thought that we are no longer dust, but we are treasure.
其实我们还是瓦器。
But we are still earthen vessels.
但是有宝贝放在瓦器的里边，要显明那莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们自己。
But we have this treasure in the earthen vessel to manifest that this power, great power, is not from us, but from God.
盼望我们每个人都能够记住，也让我们主在我们里边这个宝贝能够彰显出来。
May we remember that and let the treasure that God has given us be able to shine out its light.
好，我们为着今天的聚会有点祷告就结束。
Let us pray and to end this meeting.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你给我们这些宝贝的交通。
Lord Jesus, thank you for these precious testimonies.
主啊，我们一面要向你感谢你的恩典。
On one hand, we will thank you for this grace.
我们也一面要被提醒，当如何忘记背后，来努力面前。
We also want to be reminded how to forget the past and to go forth to the future.
让我们能够操练近前的生活在你的面前。
That we can learn to practice in godliness before you.
也让我们能够知道旧事已过，都变成新的了。
And to know that all old things has passed, behold, you have made all things new.
主，愿你自己的慈爱一直的扶持着我们。
May your love be supporting us all the time.
也吸引着我们。
And attracting us.
愿你的名在你的教会 在我们每一个人的里边都被尊崇。
May your name be honored in the church and in our hearts.
奉主耶稣的名求。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.